Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Goodness of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Lord gave me this phrase some years ago in talking about just what we had referred to about not choosing sides. One thing somebody had asked me about, well, I heard you were over there ministering with them. And yeah, we were. Like I said, your thought is, what about it, you know? But people, just like these Samaritans, had issue with them ministering in Jerusalem. I said to one person one time, I said, well, they said, well, we thought you were part of this group. I am. Well, you part of them? How can you be a part of them? I can. I am. Why? They claim me. If they claim me, I guess I am. They claim me too. Great. That means I am. Come on, are y'all with me? And I said to him, I can have more than one friend.
Yes, yes, yes.
I don't mean I don't appreciate this friend, because you're my friend too.
That's right.
Why do I have to pick?
You don't.
You know, I guess for most of my life, I enjoy variety.
Yeah.
When we eat, I like variety.
Yeah.
Miss Aretha used to laugh at me. Brother Hagin's wife, we'd go out to eat, and I'd have four different drinks.
Yeah.
I'd have an iced tea, and I'd have a juice, and a milk, and a Coke. And whatever. She'd say, Keith, I said, it's great, Mom.
Yeah.
Variety.
Yeah.
And the body of Christ is varied.
Yeah.
And it's variety, it's diversity. Is wonderful. I said it's wonderful. If you're not in a beclouded, stupefied state to where you think you and your buddies are it and all there is and you can only have one friend. Anybody want to join me in that?
Yes.
Then say it out loud.
I can have
more than one friend in more than one place. You'll find this, people who are really people of God and people of love and real people of faith, the stronger that is in them, they just have friends everywhere. They've got people that love them and they love all over the place. It transcends borders, boundaries, cultures, come on, differences.
Amen.
Why? That's how God is.
Yes, yes, sir.
How many really believe that when you get to heaven, they'll meet you and go, no, 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 you're Baptist, right? So don't go left. That's the Pentecostals over there. Go over to the right. As long as you stay over there, you'll be fine, and you'll see your bunch over there down there.
No way.
Do you think there is a Catholic section of heaven and a Protestant, Methodist? No, there's not. There's one family. One.
Hallelujah.
One. One Lord.
Yes.
One faith.
Yep.
One baptism.
Yes,
one Holy Spirit.
Yes.
One body of Christ.
Yes.
One great hope of our calling.
Yes.
One. Somebody say one. 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 One.
One.
One. And when you know the truth, you don't have to pick. You don't have to choose. You can just claim them all. That makes you rich.
Yes.
I said, that makes you rich.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, he said, you don't know what spirit you're of. As I was saying, when the Lord ministered to me, you can have more than one friend, more than one place. And you are going to encounter doctrinal differences.
Amen.
Yeah.
and cultural differences. You're going to. And there's a couple of things you need to keep in mind. Number one, who said all your ways are right? It's easy to assume because you've grown up in something, you've done it all your life. It's easy to assume all our ways in church and ministry are the Holy Spirit. But then you get outside your little circle and you'll see people do it a different way. And your initial response is, oh no. No, that's not how we do it. That's not how we do it. So that can't be right. But if you close your eyes, if you really have some spirituality about you, you'll go, hold on, hold on. That is the Holy Spirit. That's Him. And that's the Word there. And that's the Holy Spirit. You open your eyes and you go, yeah, but that can't be right. Hold on. And you begin to find out a lot of what we think is God is just our ways. That the Holy Spirit is very accommodating. He's very tolerant and accommodating. And just like He's that way with us, He's that way with them. And so you need to discern how important are these doctrinal differences. Now, if they're the doctrinal differences, they don't believe that Jesus is the Son of God or that He was virgin born or raised from the dead. Come on, are you with me? He's not the King of Kings. Well, they're not family. We're not in the same family. They hadn't been born again. So no, we can't go with that. But a lot of differences are not that weighty. They're not like that. They're not that significant. And people think they are. They'll fight and fall out over it. But what the Lord showed me is what we're getting to with this. When it comes to somebody that teaches, preaches, a fellow believer, same thing is true. The spirit of that person is more important than their doctrine.
Amen.
I want to say that again slowly. The spirit of a person, you, me, any of us, the spirit of that person is more important than their doctrine. Now, I've been a Bible teacher for many years. You know I think doctrine's important. And I've had people write me ugly letters about that one statement I just gave you, as you might imagine. But you heard me say it again today, didn't you? Why? None of us are perfect in doctrine. And when He talks about achieving unity in the New Testament, it didn't say that we, until we all come to the unity of perfect doctrine.
That's right. Come on.
It's a unity of faith, which is a spirit. We're going to be talking about that this week. It is the unity of the Spirit. And the unity of faith. Amen. That has to do with a person's spirit.
Amen.
How many know you can be right in your heart and have mistakes in your head?
Amen. That's right.
Well, what's the Lord looking at?
Heart.
He's looking at your heart.
Yes.
All the time.
Thank you, Lord.
And these boys are wanting to destroy some folks and wipe them out. Well, is God the destroyer?
No.
No. And He had to tell them, He had to rebuke them, you don't know what spirit you're of. What spirit are we of, saints? The good spirit. Somebody say good spirit. Good spirit. Go with me, please, to another place here. In Romans 2. Jesus said that the commandment, the New Testament commandment, is that we love one another as He has loved us. Now, one another is not talking about loving the world. God so loved the world, that's everybody, He gave Jesus. And we are to love people and care about those He died for and paid the price for. But this command, the New Testament command to believers, is to love each other. Love your fellow believer.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
like Jesus has loved us. Why? That is the outstanding sign to the outsider. That God is real.
That's right.
And that we are His. We belong to Him because that's what Spirit He is.
Hallelujah.
And that's what Spirit we're of if we're born of Him.
Amen.
By this shall all men know that you're my disciples if you have love one toward another. We're going to talk about that. God is love. God is good. Love is good. Love will do you good. I think that's what we'll talk about next. But love will do you good. Is God love?
Yes.
Is God good?
Yes.
Has God done us good?
Yes.
He's done us good. There is nothing that reveals God any more than love and good. Didn't the Bible say He is good?
Yes.
He is love.
Amen.
If you're not looking for good, you're not looking for God.
That's right.
You're
on.
Looking for something else.
Yeah.
Well, notice what Romans says, Romans 2:4. It says, do you despise the riches of His goodness and forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? The literal version, Young's literal says, the riches of His goodness, forbearance, long-suffering do you despise, not knowing that the goodness of God does lead you to reformation, reform, change. We are born out of goodness in the new birth. We are born into goodness, the family of God, the body of Christ. We are destined to goodness. The Bible said throughout the ages to come.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
What's going to be going on throughout the ages to come? He's going to reveal to us the riches of His goodness and grace.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be finding more about how good He is forever.
Yes. Praise God.
Yes. Apparently, it's never going to plateau and peak out. And God say, 10 million years from now, that's as good as I get. That's it. You know all the good there is. This is why you keep hearing the phrase, His mercy endures forever.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Goodness of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 6th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.